Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Woo, 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 woo. I was really excited to make that announcement, but that you have a prior commitment kind of bums me out.
I wanted to
ask Mace tomorrow.
I want to do it.
Okay.
Eventually.
Okay.
What time would it be?
It would be
10:45.
So you can maybe do it. I'd be driving in. You have to like risk the potential drop off over by Dodger Stadium.
So is the idea to get somebody here to be able to do
it? Not necessarily here, but just a good connection.
You want to someone that we think listeners will, you know, obviously enjoy. They'll definitely want to ask you guys questions.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll take a shot.
Ask Momo. Ask Momo. 10:45 tomorrow.
Ask Momo. 10:45 tomorrow. And if I, Ramona, it's your segment, so you can do whatever you want. But I would prefer if there were no NBA questions allowed. I would like to know more about you and your
life. It's not like
life.
I don't ever share anything on the air.
True. That's what I mean.
I'm a bit of an oversharer.
Because they will come with NBA insider questions. Yeah. I might come with NBA insider questions.
You can do that. You can do that. So what's the story on... Now, I'm
an
Apple
going
Music.
On. Yeah, okay, a lot going on here, buddy.
Right? And I don't even understand what Spotify does that Apple Music does not.
Do you understand the genesis of this battle?
Well, I know that Emily is a fierce supporter of Spotify.
Yes.
Like she may be getting paid by the people who run Spotify.
I thought it was just that Emily had this very strong preference towards Spotify.
Yeah.
But I was in the car last night with my youngest and my wife, and the it was like an argument by proxy where Al was Susan and my youngest son was Emily, because when Susan said she wanted to listen to Pandora, he lost his mind.
What
do you mean? I don't want to listen to Pandora. You can't choose the music. You don't get to pick the songs. And he just went on this rant that was like, why do you care how your mother listens to her music? Why is this important?
Am I unusual that I've never even used Spotify? I don't know what. I know, like my podcast goes up on Spotify. I know that. And they have a great podcast platform and all that stuff. So I never listen to Spotify. Yeah. I don't know what it does that Apple Music doesn't.
Just FYI, when she's done, it might be about 1:35, it might leak in the first second.
I'll try to be concise. So Spotify has everything all together.
Okay.
So it has your music, it has audiobooks, and it has podcasts in one app together. You don't have to have multiple apps.
Right.
You can also stream. So they have video of the podcast now that you can have for Spotify. So everything's
YouTube
in one.
YouTube does as well. Just ahead.
Yeah.
Just
okay. Everything's in one.
Well. Yeah.
But then for Apple, you have to have your Apple Podcast app and you have your Apple Music app. And
personally,
the Apple Podcast app does not work well for me. It just is slow. It does not, load fast enough. It's just not as intuitive.
So I'm with Parker and DeAndre and
Taylor.
Who else?
Taylor.
I'm Apple.
You know what
Music.
I think also is that you and I, the Apple Podcast app is native to the iPhone. You don't have to do anything to get
it's
it.
There.
It's just there. All you have to do is type in Culture Pop Podcast, and
there it is.
And you don't have to pay extra for it, and here it is. And Spotify, it just seems like there's like one or two extra steps that I have to do that I don't need to want to do when I
this will break down the gender
it's a gender thing.
Emily had
just
a theory
anecdotal
that Spotify was trended more female and Apple Music was more male, but you're not following.
I'm an Apple. Can I download songs onto my iPhone from Spotify?
Yes, you can.
See, here's the thing.
That makes sense, too.
You don't really need to download songs anymore because I can say, I can hit the button on my phone, say, play this song.
And it's there.
Well, if you're in it's already
there.
It's
because you have Apple Music, though. Because you're a subscriber.
I have Apple Music, right.
So if you weren't a subscriber to that, then you wouldn't.
Then you'd have to go to Spotify.
Yeah.
Right. But you have to subscribe to Spotify, too.
Now, that brand loyalty, though, thing is interesting. Like, for example, have you ever gotten into the debate? Is anybody Android here? Do we have anybody Android?
I can't deal with you people.
Nobody Android. What? You're pointing to one person.
Well,
who
he
is
has
it?
A new phone.
I literally just got.
Why would you do that?
The
you're
Google
alone
Pixel.
And. Oh, you got the Google Pixel.
Got
I always
Google
wondered
Pixel.
Who got Google Pixel. I see the commercials. I've never known anybody that has a Google Pixel phone.
I've had it for 24 hours.
Yeah. How is it?
Good, figuring it all out. Yesterday when I
Why would you do it though?
That's
was it
the
like
question.
A good deal, or do you just want to tick off all your friends on group text, or
I wanted to just try something different. That's all I've had. I mean, since what, BlackBerry, I think, was the phone that I had before getting an iPhone.
Yeah.
And decided, let me try something different.
So the one thing I know you can do is you can take a picture, then you can erase people. That's the one thing I get from all their commercials. Have you done that yet? The commercials are all like, we took a picture and there's some bobo in the background photobombing. You can just erase them.
So
supposedly
there's something new you can do on the iPhone too.
The most important thing for me was get OpenPath so I can get into the door.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So you can, the feature that you're describing, Mace, it's on the iPhone.
It's on the iPhone too.
It's maybe not quite as effective, but you can remove the background from an iPhone. I don't know if you can take out like individual objects,
right,
but you can get what you want in, keep that, and the background is gone.
So
I found it by accident.
I have fierce brand loyalty to Apple. Like
as
I have everything Apple. You know, I have a MacBook Pro.
AirPods.
I've got my phone. I've got my earbuds. I've got all that stuff is Apple. So for me, I just want everything to be all from the same company.
And it all works together. There's no concern about making sure that this talks to that.
Exactly.
When it all comes, and I don't know why this matters to me. I'm guessing it does to you because you mentioned it.
Yep.
I hate that green bubble.
Yeah, the green bubble annoys me.
The green bubble is the worst.
And then you can't send like videos to people who have
the emojis are slightly.
You can't airdrop stuff. Can you airdrop?
I haven't run into any of this. Ask me in a week, and I'll let you know
how
it's going with the phone.
You're gonna find out. So you're either odd or a trailblazer. It's one of those two. Either Slee is leading the way to the Pixel phone, or
I will say this. I was ready to just go get the iPhone 14. Just simple.
What changed your mind?
So I went to Verizon. I had to do get my phone released so then I could keep the number. Long story.
Right,
I still had the same phone from back there. So I'm at the Verizon store, and this was a couple weeks ago. I didn't make the purchase right away. And the guy basically just said, look, the iPhone is the best brand out there.
Yes.
It's the best marketing. It's the best this. It's the best that. But the better phones are the other phones. Mm-hmm. And he was just kind of walking me through what the other phones have and that some of the parts that the iPhone has, they're purchasing parts from, they're getting it sold, I think, from the Android and some of these other, whatever it is, camera stuff. So I just kind of listened to the conversation. It's not like he has a... It doesn't matter if I was getting it through him or not, so it's not like he had any incentive. I actually got the phone directly through Google Fi's, I think the way they do it.
Yeah.
Got it directly through them. So it doesn't matter to him.
But it's still going to come in green, right?
It's still going to come in green. The bubble's going to be green. The chat bubble will be green.
It's started in our group chat already.
Probably.
We like the blue bubble people. The blue bubble, we're all... You know, unanimous on that. And
you're
your
not
bubbles
one of us
are
anymore.
I think you guys should never text me back if I text you just because of it.
What is that? Why is that? Because I'm with you. I hate the green bubble.
The green bubbles are
why
terrible.
Is that so aggressively intrusive? Because it is.
It is.
Like you see, you're like, ugh.
It
gross.
Does feel like you're not one of
gross.
Us.
Gross.
You're not one of us.
I'm on an island.
Yeah.
Why? What is that? What is that?
Why can't Google do something about that? Why can't they have a bubble like everybody else?
Well, they do
why
that
do
on
they
purpose
have to
make
bubble?
You buy iPhones.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not in their best interest.
What a monopoly.
Let everyone else in on their blue bubbles.
Yeah, I thought it was a fascinating conversation. I like the idea that women like Spotify.
Yep.
Men like Apple Music.
And the quote, probably the best quote of the day.
Parker's quote was, I'm an Apple guy with a Pandora vibe.
That's great.
That is perfect.
Go one quote earlier on
now,
Taylor.
Sophia had this to say about Taylor, which was he is... Doesn't know anything about music and is unhinged.
Said that about Taylor?
About Taylor Smith.
I have watched
the nicest
Taylor
guy.
Perform
the nicest
music.
Guy here at this radio station.
I've seen him play the fiddle.
If you
down
had to
in...
pick one person in this 710 company that you said, okay, who's my bet to know the most about music? It's him, right?
Absolutely, it's him. He can actually play it. Can anybody else here play an instrument?
This is the rhetoric from Spotify
Mario
users.
Mario knows a lot about music. Mario knows.
Mario's up there. For
Mario's good.
Yeah,
Mario's good.
Mario's a good choice. Can you play an instrument, Ramona?
Not even close.
God, I play the clarinet.
Me too.
I played the guitar briefly, but I could only play Eagles songs because they're three chords, right?
Okay.
So you can always play an Eagles song because it's only three chords. Mm.
Did you just gave it up because you got tired of Glenn Frey?
No, you want to know the actual story? So I was dating this. This was the last woman I dated. We broke up, and she took my guitar with her. And I was like, okay, that's it.
I'm done with music.
She took my dog. She took my guitar.
What?
Which were you more upset about?
Dog.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, dog.
It's like a country music song.
It is. She took my dog. She took my guitar.
She had to leave you some debts or something. Something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that she left behind that you didn't want. That's the last element of the country music song. All right. Lakers play again tonight.
Yeah.
3 o'clock pregame show, Al?
3 o'clock pre. Tip off at 4:30.
What do you got planned? What's big today?
Hey, look, we're won 8 of their last 10.
Yeah.
Can AD keep it up? Cavs are actually a good team. They're
very good.
Yeah, they're a little short right now.
Dean Wade is
hurt, and Jared Allen's hurt, so it's going to be another Anthony Davis.
So is Jared Allen not going to play?
I don't think so.
Take by the way, is what it is, and they had the same thing with Bradley Beal. The Lakers have missed guys, too, this year. You get a chance to take advantage of it,
take advantage of teams when they're banged up.
Yeah, right.
Emily, can we go with that? Are you going to send it to me, or what are we doing here?
Uh-oh. Okay. There's something interesting happening.
Yeah, something. I'm waiting for the text to come through here. Emily, help me if I get this wrong. Go ahead. If you have it in front of you,
I'll have
it
right here. So
in the green bubble.
Per Ian Rappaport, the Rams have claimed QB Baker Mayfield per Tom Pelissero.
There it is.
At a depth with Matthew Stafford on IR, Mayfield has a chance for a fresh start under Sean McVay.
For 5 games.
Or longer. And not that he's going to replace Stafford. Stafford blows Mayfield out of the water.
By the way, and I said this earlier to Bergman. I was like, well, you know, maybe he is auditioning to be our backup quarterback next year.
And by the way, isn't that the best case scenario if your backup quarterback, a former starter in the league?
Yep.
Who, look, Baker Mayfield obviously has not lived up to the number one draft pick overall status.
Yep.
He can play NFL football.
Sure.
He can go out there and run an NFL offense.
He's got
offense.
Real experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I always wondered about that. You know, most teams carry, I was thinking of New Orleans, they went to Andy Dalton. Most teams carry a former starter as their backup quarterback. And we've always carried Wolford as our backup guy. This potentially could be our backup quarterback for next year moving forward.
So Adam Schefter says that all of the things that we're talking about are a part of this as well, but that if he does play well or he signs elsewhere this offseason, the Rams could potentially get a compensatory draft pick. So this could be a little three-dimensional chess here where you get get a pick back.
Get a pick out of it.
I don't hate it. Look, no. I've seen John Wolford. Baker Mayfield's better quarterback than John Wolford.
Wolford had a good day the other day.
Baker Mayfield's better quarterback than Bryce Perkins.
Yes.
What's the downside?
Bryce Perkins, by the way, Bergman asked me, well, what about Bryce Perkins? Why isn't he playing? You know, he's fun to watch. I'm interested, but I don't believe that he is an NFL
super
quarterback.
Green. Yeah. He's super green.
Yeah.
But wasn't that the idea? Just kind of just take a chance on something. You're not sure what you're going to get?
100%. But the rub is that he's on the roster. He takes a spot. That this is a player that you could have used, another offensive lineman, another linebacker, another pass rusher, another secondary guy, that he's got a spot.
You know what, though? I don't hate this in the sense that they're not winning anything this year,
right?
Okay? And so what this does, though, is all the guys that are out there playing, Bobby Wagner, he's all fired up, right?
Sure.
And Jalen Ramsey, this gives them a better chance to win each time.
Yes, for
and
sure.
They deserve that. You deserve a better chance to win each game right now if you're a veteran out there that's still trying and playing hard.
I don't know what the economics of it are. I can't imagine it's that big of a deal.
I mean, if they claimed him, it's a million... Right. $1.2 million or something for the rest
of the
season. What's
the downside? Let's say he plays really well. Let's say Sean McVay sprinkles some McVay dust on him. He looks really. He either now you got a backup quarterback like we're talking about, or somebody else comes in and says, "Hey, we'll take a chance on Baker Mayfield. And you get something there. It sucks for John Wolford.
Okay, so
it sucks for Bryce Perkins.
And, yeah, if he goes in there and you know is not as a distraction or whatever. Well, whatever. They lose some more. They're already losing.
Right.
And they cut him again.
We were talking about this yesterday. I think he has kind of a negative connotation around the league.
You don't feel that he does.
Does he?
I think he does.
Yeah, I think he does.
Why, oh, 100% he does.
Why?
That's the funny thing. I don't know if I could even really pinpoint it, but I think he does have a negative connotation.
He was very unpopular in Cleveland, and especially in that locker room. Nobody shed a tear when he left and wanted to go. And then there was also this sense with him of a sense of entitlement, like you haven't done enough in the league to act as cocky as he did or as act as entitled or whatever it was. Now, I don't know if it's true. I don't know. I mean, that's just the impression we all have. What he did to Odell and the way that played out, that
relationship.
Didn't work great.
Yeah, that was bad.
That reflected poorly on him is the right way to put it. Hey.
And by the way, if you can't play quarterback in Carolina, where can you play quarterback, right? I mean, it's a terrible team. If you can't succeed there, where can you succeed?
He's had problems with accuracy, and the only good year he had was when they had a great offensive line in Cleveland.
that's not
going to find that here.
Yeah. That doesn't track.
That's not going to be good for him here.
That's I just don't get the part about the locker room. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been in the locker room. I can't speak to that. But it feels to me that he's got a negative connotation because he's on TV a lot and he's got a Nissan commercial. He's got a Progressive commercial. Like, he's front and center. I get why Peyton Manning is. Not so much Baker Mayfield, but is that his fault?
Well, you know what?
Big companies wanted to put him on TV.
You know why he is? What's the one where he lives in the Cleveland Stadium?
It's Progressive.
That's
Progressive.
Insurance,
it's a great
yeah.
spot.
You know what? Those are really funny commercials.
They
I
are
really
funny.
Like those.
He's good in the Heisman House, too.
He was a surprise number one pick and, you know, was a star of Hard Knocks that year. Remember that?
Yeah.
And so he got a lot of press before he did anything. So when you have a oversell under deliver situation you're a little mm-hmm. cocky and you've got a little he gets into it in a lot of interviews. There's been a lot of bad press conferences that he's had and
Bring him in.
New
fresh start. Very very little downside, and if you find something, you find
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not named Bryce Perkins and you're not named John Wolford.
What's the record right now?
3-9
Lost 6 in a row.
Yeah,
how
many think they finish with wins?
I think they win it starts with an F.
Yeah.
It's either 4 or 5.
By 4.
I think they beat Denver. I think that's
they definitely are going to beat Denver.
So there's 4.
Yep.
Where's the 5th?
One upset.
Okay.
Yeah, one upset.
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah.
You guys.
What?
I got some big news here.
Oh,
Greg,
no.
Jorge.
Big news?
I pulled it off.
You pulled what off?
I got the Momo chain on Around the Horn.
The Momo chain you got on Around the Horn.
I just texted it to you.
So you saw we made change everybody on the show with our names. John Ireland has a J-I and Jorge has a Jorge. You've got your name. Bergman is CG, Corporate Greg. Mine is yep. Mace. We gave Momo one. And Momo has got her chain.
That's it awesome. Went national.
I did it in a pre-show, okay? It's
yeah,
a pre-show,
sure.
But it's on Twitter right now.
It went national.
I sent it to you.
Awesome.
That's terrific.
It's in the pre-show. So I did it super. It was actually not planned, but I remembered to bring it to when I was on Around the Horn today. And as I was fiddling around looking for something in my purse, some Israel Gutierrez says, oh, it's like that whole thing you trying to find something in your purse reminded me of that scene from Seinfeld or something. I forget what he said. And like, what's in so-and-so's purse? And I was like, well, I was just looking for some lip gloss, but I actually do have something kind of funny in my purse. And I pulled out the Momo chain, right? And I was like, and I told him how it was a radio bit. And I said, you know, it's like, what is it, Jason of Culver City or Jared?
Justin of Beverly Hills.
Justin of Beverly Hills. I didn't quite get your line
kind of
right.
Kind of a down version of Jason of Beverly Hills.
But I was like, just a radio bit, Hills. You know.
Justin
like,
of Garden Grove.
So they made me a Momo chain. It's from, you know.
Awesome.
Jared of Beverly Hills.
Of Beverly Hills.
The only thing is, I don't think I said your name.
It's okay.
I just said it's a radio.
I love it.
I actually pulled it off. It was super awesome.
It was super,
it was
supposed to be with Mason
in the
Ireland.
The flow
so.
Of the conversation.
Yeah.
You should wear a different one each time you go on. Wear the Momo, wear the Ireland, wear the Mace,
wear
the Jorge,
Corporate Greg.
Wear Corporate Greg. Just kind of, that could be your signature.
It's like a pre-show thing. Okay. Yeah.
Woody has his little chalkboard.
The only thing is I couldn't find the actual chain, so I had to put it on another necklace of mine, and I just held it up. You'll see.
Okay. I'm going to look for it.
I love it. Baker Mayfield is a Ram. Mason in Ireland coming up next. Momo's in for John. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In 2 hours seems like so much less than 3 hours.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, it is.
It's like I. What time do I get? I normally get here fairly early. What time do I get?
You
here
normally get here at 11:30, and you were here at 12:25.
Right, because I'm like, it's 2 hours.
Yeah.
How much do you really have to do?
I mean, I was here before you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I was sitting outside of Starbucks at 12:20.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, so
wow.
And it's Tuesday, which means everything we say on the show must be true.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth, or just true?
True.
Got it.
Tuesday.
Okay.
So,
What do you want to know?
Well, we should do a little AMA. You want to do a little AMA on Tuesday? If you have a question for either one of us that we would never normally talk about.
Do we ever have to take the fifth? We have to.
There are certain things that you don't have to talk about.
Correct. There are two things. Okay. I don't like talking about money or details about one.
Got it.
Okay. Do you have any off limits?
We'll see.
And it can't be about the Lakers. The Lakers are not off limits.
Oh, yeah.
You can ask me certain sourcing questions, but there's certain things I really can't say.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you can't blow a source or whatever.
Yeah, and people think that that's like not nice. How would you feel if you told a reporter something in confidence and they just blabbed it on the radio?
Right.
That would not be cool.
No, that would not be cool.
Yeah.
Even though it's Tuesday.
So well, I can tell you some things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's stuff floating around out there. I wanted to. So today is the anniversary of the invention. Oh, by the way, 877-710-ESPN for Tuesday. Anniversary of the invention of the Rubik's Cube. So this thing has been around.
Or I can do it in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been around since 1974. It was invented by Erno Rubik.
And makes sense.
At this point, it's sort of eponymous, right?
Eponymous?
Did I get that one right? Eponymous.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Did I not get that right?
I'm just messing with you.
Wait, did I get it right or no?
I think you did.
Eponymous. It's everywhere. Right. Yeah, right. It's everywhere. Everybody knows Rubik's Cube. So he gave...
I'm blown... These are two huge words that you have not only used correctly, but pronounced correctly on two consecutive days.
It's a record.
What?
It is a record. So I've got a Rubik's Cube here. It's already
It was solved when you got it.
It was solved when I got it. I've totally changed it and made it, mixed it all up.
And you're talking and doing it while you're...
I'm talking, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like walking and chewing gum.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You talk and spin.
So, can you solve a Rubik's Cube?
No, it's not the kind of thing I get into.
Jorge, can you?
I can get a color.
You can get one side.
One color, yeah.
You could give me this for a month, and I would not get it right. Would not get it right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's... Bergman is great at it.
Yep.
Bergman, is it because you're smart? Is it because
I'm a genius. I think you've realized that by now.
Because you figured it out
and
you know the secrets and the tricks? Because I don't know any secrets.
I know the
and
secrets and the tricks.
You do?
Yeah, I know how to do it. I mean, I know how to do it. It's all an algorithm.
It's all an
What's the secret? Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
I'm not telling you anything crazy. There is an algorithm. There's certain things that you do for each top, bottom, side, and then each line
has
a different way to do it. I mean, I can tell you exactly what I'm doing on a Rubik's Cube.
Okay, so
it's not great radio.
Yeah,
hey, so now I'm spinning the right side.
Here's what I would do. Bergman, here's the Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
I want you to come in here, and I want you to demonstrate how quickly you can solve it, and it will be timed. So go ahead and sit right here and do it. Bergman is a Rubik's Cube authority,
genius.
I'm not one of those people that can do it in like 10 seconds.
I can
do it like 2 minutes.
Can some people do it in 10 seconds?
People do it in 4 seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
talking to your mic.
There you go.
So I mean, I'm not going to tell you exactly what I'm doing, but
I'm going to hit the timer.
Hold on, let me get my camera.
Hold on.
I haven't started. Restart the timer.
Okay, restart the timer.
Okay, ready to go? Okay,
ready? Restart it.
If you think you're going to like put me in some weird mode where I don't know what I'm doing.
It's just, great radio.
Isn't this great radio?
Boo!
Okay.
So, Momo,
you're not talking us through anything.
No, I don't. Well, I was not supposed
to. He's not
going to
give away the secrets.
I mean,
it's
not about putting away the secrets. I'm just trying to get I'm putting the white side in the middle.
Okay, that's 20 seconds.
To the top.
That's 20 seconds.
Now these are going to go to
20
the top.
Seconds. Okay.
So now this yellow and blue. So there's the orange and blue.
Yeah,
so the orange and blue go together.
Orange
and push
blue.
That up.
Okay,
yeah. See,
that.
You guys talk about regular things. I'll be done in just a few minutes.
Yeah. Few minutes, like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm doing this all wrong.
4 minutes.
Right. How long? Like, it's like parallel parking when everyone is trying to watch you. You know when you like try to park? I'm already gonna give up on this. It's 45 seconds.
45 seconds. That's too long for.
You know when you're trying to parallel park and there's like a line of cars behind you?
Yes.
Or you have someone in the car with you and you're like, I'm going to nail this first time. First, here it goes. Here it goes. Nope.
Nope.
There's nope.
There's a famous story. Jorge and Bergman were there for it. We were going to...
I screwed it up.
We were on our way to a Dodger game, and we went to Guisados.
Guisados.
And
I screwed this whole thing up.
I drove past the parking lot, okay? So I had to back up. What would you say? Like 4 or 5 blocks? I had to back up with traffic
five
going the other way.
That was amazing,
5 blocks.
Oh, God. And you have to go backwards, straight.
Right. And there are buses coming
along. Oh, my gosh.
And I was like completely lost.
Oh, no. Look. Where did it go? He passed, like, say that wall over there by the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He had to back up to this hallway here, and he couldn't do it. That's not 5 blocks. That's not 5 blocks.
With traffic? Yeah, that would be hard. Yeah.
It's Tuesday. No. Don't lie.
I'd be nervous.
What?
With traffic, oncoming traffic. Why were you backing up, by the way?
He was in his own lane.
Why not just make a U-turn and go around the block?
Because it was sunset and it was busy.
I know.
It was coned out for you. It was nobody was coming for you.
Yeah.
It was coned.
Do you have like a backup camera in your car?
I do.
That's the cheater way. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still look over my
shoulder. I still don't trust it. Yeah.
I still don't trust the camera. Bergman, you're at 2 minutes. This is really slow for
you. I screwed up. I had to restart the whole thing.
So easy.
Look, his hands are shaking now.
Yeah, he's nervous now. He may not get it done.
Screwed it up.
So
look, if I can cry on command.
You can't cry on command.
I did. You were here when I did it.
You actually
had
a
tear. John was here.
John was here. I don't believe you can cry.
I really did do it. I'm not gonna do it again.
Okay, here we go.
So,
this is bad.
It is bad.
So I got to.
Screwed up.
Yeah, you're really messed up.
This was bad.
You just keep on solving.
It's okay.
You keep on solving.
You know what? The truth is, if he gets it in 5 minutes, he'll still be impressive.
Still be better than us.
You don't have to race. It's okay, Greg.
So I got a text from Jorge this morning. Spain and Morocco going into PKs. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
There are very few things in sports that are more exciting than penalty kicks.
Yeah, it's a 50-50
So
chance.
I think I've seen two of the most intense soccer endings in the last couple of days. The other one was the UCLA women. Did you see the end of the UCLA women?
Yeah, that was awesome.
I passed by a story about it, but I didn't.
Oh, man. They were down 2-0 with 3 minutes to go to North Carolina in the national championship game.
Oh, wow.
They score to make it 2-1, and then it's an extra time. There's a corner kick with 16 seconds left. So not extra time, almost extra time.
Yeah.
16 seconds left. The girl hits the corner, goes back post, and it's like, I don't know what happened to this goalie, but like everyone on her team and the UCLA team ran into her and just like trucks her into the back of the net. And the girl for UCLA, I think Raylan something.
Okay.
Header from the back post, which was not an easy finish, and they tie the game with 16 seconds left. Then they win in double overtime with this crazy goal. That's like the goalie missed it, and the girls had to. It was such a great finish for a national championship.
You finish
see,
it?
Yeah. It's still good. It's because there was no
under
pressure.
4 minutes. Under yeah, 4 minutes.
That was good.
I screwed up. I had to restart.
Oh, what's great is you got all red in the face. You were very frustrated.
No, it's because we started talking about something else.
Yeah. True.
So then we weren't looking at him.
Yeah. So how big an upset is Morocco over Spain?
That's pretty big.
That's huge.
Is it huge?
Yeah, Spain just won it in 2010. So, like, they're one of the favorites to do it.
Also, those are neighbors.
Team. Yeah.
Just right across
the Straits of Gibraltar.
Straits of Gibraltar. There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, right across. I saw that on Twitter from Michael Thompson, who was hanging on every shot the entire game. I saw on social media.
And the guy who finished it off from Morocco, that is the most disrespectful celebration I've seen. And it was amazing. It was great.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the last PK goal was like he, what's it called? What did he call that, Jorge? The way he fainted it? He sort of faked it and then got the goalie to dive and then just tapped it in.
I think that's called faking it.
No, it's like a name. It's like a name
of a... Is there a name for it?
I saw it places.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, it was great.
Yeah. All right, so we're getting ready for Lakers. I'm excited for that. This is Cleveland's pretty good. Cleveland's been really solid. Now, you say they don't have Jared Allen tonight, which means it could be another huge night for Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, over his last 9 games, averaging 35 points per game and 15 rebounds per game. He is the first guy over a 9-game period to have those averages since Moses Malone in, like, I think it's 1978 or something. And one of the little reported stories or angles to this is that the Lakers, since Anthony Davis has been on this 9-game tear, they're shooting 38% from three, which means Anthony Davis is drawing so much attention that they're getting unbelievable
looks. They're also taking less.
Beyond the arc, and they're taking less, exactly.
And they're not turning the ball over.
Yes.
Okay? They had 26 turnovers in the last 3 games. back in the beginning of the season, there were games they had 26 in a whole game. Yeah. I mean, that's okay. A little update. Jared Allen, who has missed the last five games with a lower back contusion, went through shoot-around this morning. So it looks like he's going to try to play. He's questionable.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I mean, he's their size, and Evan Mobley is there too. But their five is definitely Jared Allen, who all of a sudden turned into a great player this past year, last year. All right, coming up for you, Momo, a story that's going to bother you.
Is it about Oprah again?
It's not about Oprah. Guess what? I will never bring up Oprah on the show again, ever.
I have an Oprah callback today.
Oh, God.
I have an Oprah callback today, and it involves the White Lotus. Let's do a Clapper Vision promo. What do the White Lotus, Oprah, a steakhouse, and Michelle Beadle all have in common? Coming up next on
Okay. That's a pretty good tease. All right, that's coming up next for you. Mason and
How was my clapper voice? Was it
Momo
good?
In for John, 710 ESPN. Okay, so we got Lakers basketball coming up for you early today, 3 o'clock pregame with Slee and Michael Thompson. 4:30 is the tip in Cleveland. And Momo, you have to pay off this. Repeat, do you even know what the tease was? What does White Lotus, Oprah, and what else have
a steakhouse and Michelle Beadle all have in common?
Okay. You're not ruining White Lotus, though.
No, I'm not. Not even close.
Okay.
Yeah, so what does that all mean?
Okay, so there was a woman named Penelope Bianchi, okay, in the last episode of White Lotus. It's not ruining it, I promise. Okay. Fine. It's really not a spoiler.
Just a name.
She says her name on the show. It's literally a one-second thing, okay? Yeah. And I saw her, and I was like, wait, I know her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting how they gave her this like line and this name where she got to actually use her real name. And I went on Instagram and I remembered that this was the woman who I had gone to Montecito, Michelle Beadle, I was friends with her when she worked here, still friends off there, yada, yada. Okay.
Yeah.
She went on vacation one week, rented a really nice Airbnb in Montecito.
Okay.
I drove up for a night or two to hang and we went to a fancy steakhouse in Montecito. And after a few cocktails, I thought it was really funny to ask all the locals if they knew Oprah, because that's where Oprah lives.
Yeah.
And the woman who was sitting next to me at this table was this woman, Penelope Bianchi. And she said she knew Oprah. Not only did she know her, but she was her neighbor. And then I started following her on Instagram to get glimpses of Oprah's house from Penelope Bianchi's Instagram page. So when I went back to her page, after she was on The White Lotus last night, or Sunday night.
Yes.
It was this big full circle moment. The steakhouse was where we had dinner in Montecito. It actually all was in one story.
Anybody else blown away?
No?
I think the fact that you are following this woman on social media to get glimpses of Oprah's house is a little obsessive.
I do too. By the way,
she's
creepy.
A good follow. She's
people
a really
get very invested in following celebrities, and you're not even following the celebrity. You're following celebrity adjacent,
neighbors.
She's
right?
following the next door neighbor.
Oprah's
Look,
neighbor.
This is the second celebrity in my life that I have had this level of like
emotional
obsession. Obsession.
I think Chelsea was the first. Chelsea Clinton, because I went to college with her. She was
my
year. Did you know her when you were in college?
No, and it was so sad that I did. I tried to engineer an authentic, cute meet, and it never happened. Like, I would go to her freshman, a friend of mine lived in her freshman dorm, and I would just go over there all the time for lunch to like try to bump into her at lunch.
Right.
Never happened. It never happened all the time. I mean, I gave it many opportunities, then I just had to figure it wasn't meant to be. And then Jessica Mendoza got to know her because she somehow traveled, like I think her boyfriend at the time lived in a house near Telse and whatever, yada, yada. I had another mutual friend who's like really close with her. It just never happened.
Nah,
and then finally, my 15-year college reunion, I actually met Chelsea Clinton. And it was a normal meeting, and I did not disclose how many times I had tried to meet her in the past, because that would have been super weird.
And I'm sure you follow her and everything. Oh, yeah. And
follow her mom.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's any celebrity.
I say, Mace, is there anybody you're obsessed with?
Keanu Reeves.
Even when you were younger. Doesn't even have to be now. Like, when you were younger.
George Clooney.
No, I don't think that. Like,
I never really got super obsessive about anybody.
I don't think I follow
That's
anybody.
That's where I try to meet them.
Any famous person on social media that I'm absolutely obsessed. Like, for example, you scroll a lot on Instagram,
yeah.
right, Momo?
Yeah.
I never scroll on Instagram. I hardly ever see anybody's posts. I'll put a post up, but I never really. Maybe I'm the one celebrity I'm obsessed with.
Maybe that makes a lot more sense.
That may be what it is.
But you really should follow this Penelope Bianchi on Instagram.
That's not
to see glimpses of Oprah's house, although that is an added bonus.
Yeah.
But she is a fabulous Montecito interior decorator.
Yeah.
So I really do enjoy her posts.
Could not give two Fs.
All Let me show you. I mean, you don't knock it till you follow.
Off of that, Baker Mayfield is a Ram. They claimed him off waivers. And also we've got technically Dodgers news, right, Bergman?
Yes, we do have Dodger news. Andrew Heaney is signing with the Texas Rangers.
So Andrew Heaney is now gone. Tyler Anderson gone. Andrew Heaney gone. We need
a
starting pitcher.
What did Friedman say
now?
The other day? He was giving a press conference. He was trying to explain all these things.
Well, here's what I think is going on. They're $100 million below the salary cap threshold. They want to reset their salary cap, so I think they're going to stay under that number, but they still have $100 million. So Verlander's off the board. DeGrom is off the board. Jeff Passan says they're not in it for Aaron Judge. Tyler Anderson's gone. Andrew Heaney's gone. Guys like Craig Kimbrell are gone. There's no clear closer at this point. The Dodgers have got some work to do to be able to fill out this roster.
Doesn't it feel like they're trying to get under the tax?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, I mean, the more I got obsessed with Penelope Bianchi again.
Yeah, I'll leave it alone.
She's just fabulous.
Yeah.
See, I'm with you, though, Mace. Like, I think they're trying to get under the tax, but I was thinking about it today.
Yep.
Are they going after Ohtani?
Well, Ohtani's... Oh, well, that's interesting.
I mean, either by trade or just waiting till next offseason to get Ohtani?
So you could. I don't know that the Angels would trade Ohtani.
They should absolutely. It's so short-sighted of them to not trade him.
But I think they would be so annoyed to have Ohtani on the front page of every newspaper.
Okay, so I agree with this. They should trade him, but they can't because already selling the team. And the last act of his ownership cannot be trading Ohtani. And the first act of whoever buys the team cannot be trading Ohtani.
Well, it happened in Washington. They're trying to sell the Nationals, and they traded Juan Soto.
True.
That's same,
a good
same,
point. Same. Yeah,
I mean, like, he's going to get a big deal somewhere. Like, so why would you, if you're the new owner, do you want to put the money into a guy that probably isn't going to actually stay? Even doesn't matter who the owner is. Even if it's Joe Lacob, it doesn't matter who it is.
No,
they're not committed to winning.
Say, I'm building a new stadium. I'm paying Shohei Ohtani $400 million, highest paid player in the history of the game.
But they're not
around you, Shohei.
But they're not built to win yet, and they're not going to be built to win for 4 or 5 years.
So now you're just setting up another Mike Trout situation.
Yes, exactly. So why would Ohtani, doesn't have to stay, he doesn't have to do anything. He has no...
What if they offered him $1 billion?
If they offered $1 billion, I mean, then it's about money.
Right.
Like, how do you say no to that?
I mean, it's interesting the way the Aaron Judge thing is playing out.
Yes.
Where the Yankees are basically... It's reminding me a little of Kawhi Leonard,
yes,
where Kawhi was like, I'm going to do this on my time and I'm not going to give anybody any hints and people think I'm going this way and you can do the Kawhi watch, but don't talk about Kawhi because that's the first world rule of Kawhi Club.
Right.
Okay? And he kept everyone waiting so long that you had this moment where you realize if you don't get him, the rest of your offseason is messed up.
Yeah.
Because you waited so long, all your other options are off the board. And the Lakers had to hang in there as long as they did. And they had this backup plan, and they convinced Danny Green to wait around. Because remember, that was the...
Oh, that's right.
He was the last free agent on the board, and they convinced him to wait around, which was a nice thing for Danny to do. But he did it in the sense of, well, if it works out, I get to play with Kawhi again in L.A. And if it doesn't work out, then I get a little more money from L.A.
Right.
Right? So that worked for the Lakers, but it also did cost them Seth Curry. Remember that year when they were trying to get Seth, but they had to wait for Kawhi? I think it's this is what's happening to Aaron Judge. The Yankees have no choice but to wait. They know their guy. He wants one more dollar than the next highest bid.
Correct.
Whether it's San Francisco or the Yankees, he wants to feel like he is the absolute highest paid player. Whatever the deal is, has to be the absolute best deal. And maybe maybe there's something in his heart about playing in the Bay Area and he has to just go through that process. Either way, everyone has to wait and it's going to cost whatever team ends up as the runner-up.
So the Yankees supposedly are at 8 years, 300. That was the starting offer for Aaron Judge. The Giants are clearly in this. I would be surprised at this point from the reporting that is out there from the baseball people that he's not either a Yankee or a Giant by the end of this free agency. Dodgers, not in it. By all accounts,
I wouldn't do that if I were them. I just wouldn't. I don't think that's what they need.
Well, they need a shortstop, and they need a starting pitcher, and they need a closer. They need those three things.
And you're better versed on the prospects they have coming up, but don't they have a great outfielder or two.
Great young starting pitcher. Not who's the outfielder they got?
James Outman.
James Outman. Yeah. That's, who came up last
Jake,
year.
It Jake was
Michael Bush is another one.
Jake Outman, right? James? Jake.
James.
James, yeah.
James?
James Outman.
Yeah. James Outman, yeah.
Yeah, he came up this last
Michael
year.
Michael Bush is another guy that had. They have Miguel Vargas who came up also. He was Miguel an infielder. Vargas. So they have a lot of guys that they can have come up.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, like
starting
you want
starting pitching help,
yes.
Closer, shortstop.
Now, when it comes to shortstop, Bill Plunkett put this out just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Says, Scott Boris on Carlos Correa. And I just want you to react
okay.
to how whatever you hear, react. Mm. I think fans care about winning. They care about winning the right way. They want the best players. I think anybody who knows Carlos Correa understands his leadership and his commitment and the rare skill level he brings to any team.
Let's back up.
Did anything stick out in there?
Well, I'm going to winning the right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott Boris did not represent Carlos Correa last winter. Carlos ended up when he got the Twins deal, and it was sort of seen as a bummer for him. He thought he was going to break the bank, and he was going to get a huge monster deal, and it didn't materialize. And he sort of took Minnesota as a stopgap deal.
Right.
Then he switched agents and went to Scott Boris. So this is a new representation for him and a new marketing. Like if you watch those $1 million listings. Sometimes you have the same agent selling the same. You have a different agent selling the same house,
right?
And one of them can sell it, and the other can't. And it's the same house.
How do you make time in your life for $1 million listings?
How do you
do that? Like I'm always amazed. $1 million listing and
below deck.
And Ireland's watching Siesta Key.
Yeah, but I also don't. That's the only thing I watch. I don't go to movies like you do.
Right.
I don't think
right.
I've been to a movie in 3 years.
Oh, saw a great
4 years
movie
or something.
Weekend. Great movie this weekend.
Yeah.
The Spielberg movie, The Fablements.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it is so good. It is so good.
Sounds awesome.
You would love it. You would love it. If you want to know, I went back and looked at it. This is not giving anything away. So I went back and looked at it afterwards. I was like, I wonder how close that is to Steven Spielberg's life. All the beats in this. Identical.
Really?
It is his life.
It's his life.
It's his life. It's his story. It is a great movie.
Yeah.
If you love movies, it's a great movie in particular.
Yeah. So the way I have time for it is these are the dumb shows I watch from like 10 p.m. to midnight before I go to bed.
Okay. From that period of time.
That's my TV watching time.
Yeah.
And once a week, it's either House of the Dragon or White Lotus.
White
and the rest
Lotus,
of the time,
yeah.
It's Bravo TV.
You know, HBO's got it going on Sunday nights. You know,
yeah, it really does.
They had,
what's next?
They had House of the Dragon. They had
White Lotus.
The finale is Sunday.
Yep.
They've got Succession coming back in March.
Oh, what do we do between now and March?
We have Christmas and We have Christmas and we wait. All right, coming up next.
We get caught up on something else good.
Going to spin the wheel of questions coming
got
up.
Got it.
I have no idea what the question is. Oh, it's Tuesday. I told you guys what the question is in advance.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So we'll spin the wheel and we'll do the thing and we'll pretend like it's just come. But here's a little Tuesday fact. We know what the question's going to be in advance.
You usually do. I don't.
You don't. Today, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Because it's a complicated question. All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. We are fake spinning the wheel. And now look what came up. A question that everybody got in advance. It's Tuesday. So the question is this. And by the way, can somebody else do Wheel of Questions for the rest of the week?
I'll do one tomorrow if you want.
I feel like I'm repeating myself, so it's hard to come up with new questions all the time.
I don't understand. It's random.
Oh, it's...
I thought it was just a wheel that you spin with a whole bunch of questions. What are you talking about?
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Everything has to be the truth. So, Momo, you do the question tomorrow. Bergman, you do it, friend.
I get it.
Yeah. You're so lazy.
I'm not lazy. I'm out of...
It's like a two-hour show.
I'm kidding.
It's a two-hour show tomorrow, too, right?
Yeah, to try to tomorrow. Find these
questions. Have Cappy do Fridays.
Oh, good question. Good idea, Cappy.
Yeah, we should do like they do Ask Lee. Just take them from Twitter. Ask listeners to send you a question.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
And we can actually put them on a wheel.
Yeah.
And we'll put them on a wheel. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh.
All right, here's the...
Build a wheel. It's
here's
like
the question. You can recreate Mount Rushmore without presidents. Who from sports, entertainment, history would you have carved into, or would you carve into this new Mount Rushmore? Now, Bergman, go ahead.
First of all, who's on
out.
The original Mount Rushmore? Washington, Jefferson,
Teddy Roosevelt,
and
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to refuse to answer this question because it's ridiculous. We sit here and we make fun of Mount Rushmores all the time. And the fact that Michael Thompson loves these Mount Rushmores and we make fun of him all the time for going to such an easy sports radio trope that you're going to do a Mount Rushmore.
Have you ever heard this question?
It's every other one of them. No, it's every Mount Rushmore.
Have you ever heard this question?
Yes, it's the same exact one as every other Mount Rushmore.
Who's on your Mount Rushmore in the NBA?
Oh, Michael Thompson.
Who's
the
your Mount Rushmore of Lakers? Who's your Mount Rushmore of Dodgers?
But this is a broader question.
No,
just
it's not.
Because
it's
broader. This is pure laziness. I'm docking your pay today for this.
I bet we can get a better Wheel of Questions question tomorrow from the listeners right now on Twitter.
Okay.
Somebody in the next 10 seconds, tweet a better question.
At Venice Mace, at Ramona Shelburne. I put a lot of time into this
question. No, you didn't. You spent more time texting us.
Do you know how long I debated who I would put in there and who I would not?
Okay, how long? 4 seconds?
No, a lot.
Who's on your list?
I ended up with George Carlin, Elvis Presley, Maya Angelou, and Willie
Mace.
Not
Maya Angelou. She's not. Who was the last one?
Willie Mace.
So you have a comic. Who is the second one?
Elvis Presley.
Overrated.
A musician.
Yep.
A poet and an author. That's a good one. I like Maya Angelou's good choice.
And Willie Mays.
And Willie Mays, yeah. An iconic baseball player. Okay. I would have gone Muhammad Ali instead of Willie Mays.
Oh, Ali's a much better call.
Yeah.
Ali's a much better call, yeah. All right. So everybody
and Oprah should probably be on there, too.
Oprah is... It's too early for Oprah to be... On a Mount Rushmore. Yeah, I broke my own rule. I did a Mount
Rushmore.
That
was a terrible question.
Do we have any good ones from Twitter?
That was the worst question in the show ever.
No. Ever. It's worse than Jorge's game.
Exactly.
No,
you took my spot.
You're now on the Mount Rushmore of bad questions.
No, you're alone on that one. No.
That game was the worst thing that has ever appeared on Mason in Ireland.
No. This question is.
This question is worse.
All right.
Totally agree with Jorge.
You had nothing.
Screw it.
Do we have any good questions? Has anybody asked anything good at Advent Space?
Are you
booing me? Check your Twitter.
You're actually booing me?
I booed you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, let's take that and make it a question. If we were to replace the boo as another fan comment towards the game and players, what sound should we replace it with?
Hiss. Right? Because hissing is a thing, right?
What about crickets?
Crickets?
That's... Like, if we could no longer ever boo, what would you do to show your disapproval? There's a wheel of questions. That wasn't bad.
I don't like it either. All right,
I think I got a good one.
What do you got, Greg?
No, good for that. I think the sound should be this.
The smoke detector.
Oh, that is...
God, that was a month of my life I will never get.
A month?
That was such
that was a
great
full
month.
Okay.
Month.
You know what I did the last time mine went off? Because our smoke detector that always goes off is outside the kids' rooms.
Yep.
And I'm like, come on, you're going to wake the baby up. I just got him to bed. I literally took the smoke detector and put it outside. And then my neighbor was like, did you, like, they heard it was like outside by their house, and the neighbor heard it. So I had to take the smoke detector and put it in my car at night. Because I couldn't even... How do you turn it off?
Why did you not just change the battery?
It didn't work.
For me, it was the neighbor's house, and they were on vacation or traveling or something. So the smoke detector was going off for a full month. You can't figure out your own smoke
detector.
I
took the batteries out and everything. All of it. I got on the chair. I took it down. Almost fell. We've all been there. It's always at 2 in the morning or something stupid like that.
Okay. So it's National Shelter Pet Day, and we are officially going to get a third dog.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to get a third dog.
Do you know what kind you're going to get?
We're going to get a shelter mix, some sort of
So you
terrier.
Don't know, you don't have like a specific kind you're looking for?
No, we're not going to go with like an official breed of dog or anything like that.
Get
we're just
a pit bull.
I'm not going to get, I want to get something that's...
You like small dogs, huh?
I do, well, get a Maltese. Fredo small. Here's the reason, we want to be able to travel with our dogs. So we want to be able to bring them to Costa Rica and all that stuff, so we want smaller dogs. But we've already got the dog names picked out for a boy.
Okay.
It is Baxter, which is the name of Ron Burgundy's dog in Anchorman.
Baxter!
And for a girl, we're going to go with Marge, which is all my dogs are named for movie characters.
Yeah.
Marge is the lead character in Fargo, which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
That was
Marge
Simpson.
Oh, Marge Simpson would also work. Yeah, so we're, but.
What if the guy could be Homer? So it could either be Homer or Marge.
Yeah, I know. That's not the plan. That's not where we're going.
You already
going.
Got the
that's
name picked out. I got yeah, it. It's like when you say that out. To somebody about naming their baby.
So here's what the vet said. The vet said we have to let Fredo, our dog, pick out the other dog. Now, what do you think that looks like? How do you get your dog to sign off on a dog?
You have a play date.
Do you take Fredo to the shelter and just see what dog he gravitates to? It's very tricky.
It is tricky.
You almost do have to have a play date.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long process, I have a feeling.
Isn't that a sniffing process?
It's probably a sniffing process, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. But also, you know, are you playing? Do they get along? All that kind of stuff. Because here's it's Tuesday. So Sophie's 16.
Yep.
Fredo's 6. He's got congestive heart failure. We need a backup dog. For when one of our other dogs.
So you don't want them to have, you want to have the replacement dog already.
Correct.
I used a stronger word than you did.
I need the go-to dog.
Well, also, it'll help whoever
is
remaining.
Yeah, they'll play.
Yeah.
They'll have someone to mourn with. But it took me a long time to talk Juan into this. Long time. But finally, I won the battle.
Yeah.
That's the only way it works in my house. I have no control over anything unless I really pick my spots and then really go hard and it's a real battle and
so
I wear him down.
So you perseverate.
Exactly.
And then he finally gives in and says, fine.
We'll get a dog. That conversation was had last night. All right, coming up next for you, I want to dig a little bit into the Lakers because there's some names floating around, Momo. I saw Dave McMenamin floated some names. There's some stuff out there. In addition to the names we heard yesterday, like Zach LaVine and Nick Vucevic, and who else from the Bulls?
Pacers.
DeMar DeRozan, Buddy Hield, Miles Turner. Some other names that are out there. And they're kind of deals that you were suggesting yesterday, making moves
the margins.
At the margins. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 EN. Oh, actually, no. Forget everything I said. We're going to do Bobcat next.
Short show,
right. We got Bobcat next. And then we'll do the names that are floating around.
Yeah, okay.
It's that kind of day.
Yeah.
2-hour show.
I'm rolling with it.
Super casual.
Wow.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.